Y'all, welcome back to the review for Dexter's New Blood, episode 10, season 1. So the episode starts out with Angela's driving, she's listening to Molly's podcast and everything, and then she ends up paging in that she needs to file a missing persons report because the podcaster girl been missing for 72 hours. Next scene, we go to Dexter. Dexter's inside his head, and he's all talking about how everybody, the reason why he picked this town because there's so many good people here and how a lot of people in town are coming down here to his place to help clean up the mess after the fire and everything. And he was just saying that the fire was a sign that I guess he can't teach him the code here or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if Dexter's going to move or he just going to stop killing. So then after that, Angela went to talk to him and she tells Dexter, I need to talk to you right now. He's like, about what? And she was like, it's been arsenic. This is a sign of arsenic. And he's like, what? And so she pretty much told Dexter, this is a crime scene now. So now she got to investigate. Because now, ever since the podcaster girl disappeared, now she's side-eyeing Dexter. And then for the last episode, when she got that note saying that Dexter was a killer, now she really giving him the nasty eye, the evil eye, like, I know him. Like, girl, Angela, take several seats because you can't figure out nothing. Like I said, she can't solve a rock missing a rock. Okay. So when Dexter was talking to Angela about, you know, can you think of anybody that you crossed that could have came here and set your house on fire? And he was flashbacking to tell all the people that he killed. And he was like, no, I can't think of no one. So then his son walked up Harrison. And he was all like, well, I don't know. I did get jumped a couple of weeks ago by these wrestlers. She said, did you get their names? She said, I don't know their names. It was Zach or Jeremiah, whatever. And so Dexter's saying in his head, like, oh, yeah, this is definitely my son. Thinking just like his daddy. So next, you know, Harrison's coach just came up. And they end up giving him a varsity jacket and everything. So Dexter and Harrison right now, they on a little high because they didn't kill Mr. Krabs. And now they really feel like they're getting settled in this town. Now they feel like, okay, now this town got good people. My thing is, it's always some cracks in the ceiling anywhere you go. Ain't no such thing as just purely good people and there's no bad people. It's like it's a mixture. That's just the balance of nature. So, but Angela over here, just keeping her close eye on Dexter. It's like, girl, like I said, take several seats. We all know that Dexter has this thing called narcissism. So Dexter tells Harrison, like, listen, I think we should start somewhere new. And Harrison's like, yeah, sure. What new are you talking about? Probably somewhere warm and nice. So he's all like, we should pretty much move to Los Angeles. I said, okay, so you could do this with Joe, aren't you? So he was like, we should move to Los Angeles. And Harrison's like, well, I got friends here. I feel like I fit in. You know, I got Aubrey, a girlfriend. I got all these things going. Okay, that's because, you know, he a young boy. He a child. He been an orphan. He been wandering. And it feels good not to be a wandering gypsy no more. So then Dexter's all like, but, you know, we can't fit in here because the things that we do, you know, the things that we do just can't fit in this town. And then Harrison's like, what do we do? And he says, so we just find bad guys and kill them? And Dexter's like, yeah, that's what we do. So, you know, it helps us balance the dark pasture inside us, the demon inside us. And it's like, Dexter, you just happy to find somebody like killing just like your motherfucking ass. It ain't got nothing to do with no damn, you know, it's all about Dexter because I can see where Harrison's coming from. Like, he been wandering, he been a gypsy. Maybe his dark passions was just being being alone and being an orphan. I mean, that shit's kind of scary. So, but Dexter's so damn busy finding out that he got somebody just like him that he's all like, let's go here, let's do this, let's go make a list and find all these killers. It's like, well, damn, player, let me get a time to have fun. But I see where Dexter's coming from in the other side of the way because Angela is acting like his sister. She just being too messy for me. And she's trying to dig in and find something that's not there. Like, she's so late in the game. She couldn't solve who killed her good friend except Dexter. She couldn't solve that Mr. Krabs is killing all the females. So at this point in the game, I think it is good for Dexter to leave the town. But I see where Harrison comes from. But they do need to leave that town. But if they do leave that town, it would kind of be suspicious. It kind of looks suspicious on Angela's part. You know what I'm saying? Child, so I guess when Angela was at his own cabin that burned down, she found something. So child, she got back to the crib. So she see him in there cooking with the kids and all that stuff. And she comes in there and she tells Harrison, Aubrey, hey, can y'all go run to the store and grab something? So you know something about to go down when somebody tell you go grab something in the store that you don't need to grab. So Dexter's talking to her and he's all hugging Angela and he's all like, you know, we survived this, blase, blase. Next thing you know, she pushes him off her and she points her gun at him and she's like, shut the fuck up and get a hands behind your back, da da da. So he's all like, okay, like what's going on? So next thing you know, Dexter got on his knees and he was about to grab a knife and chop that bitch up. But then the black cop, he came from behind the door and he had his gun in Dexter too. So next you know, the black guy put the handcuffs on Dexter and he was trying to do the Miranda rights and shit. Like, you know, whatever he's saying, he's like, listen, the angel didn't tell me to shut the fuck up. So now Dexter is in a whole pickle. Now they didn't arrest him. I hope he got this pickle like Mr. Krabs did his, because Angela can't pin no not a goddamn soul down because she's not a good cop. She's too damn lazy. She too damn hot-headed. She didn't even find all the fucking evidence. This lady literally took a note and was all like, I didn't solve the case. Cause she don't want to work. Like, girl. She reminds me of Dexter's sister, just fucking up the fucking sauce. Angela got Dexter at the police station. She's interrogating him and she's showing him the old video clip from episode 1 of him in the woods or something like that because of the body heat frame scan they had, the video, right? When they scan your body heat. So she's all like, you know, I identify this as you. So Dexter's kind of looking at her like, okay, like, didn't I come in earlier and question you? Didn't you question me about this? Blase, blase. And so she's talking about that's your body frame. He's like, half people in Iron Lake is built like that. So next thing you know, she's showing him some screws, talking about Matt has some screws in his leg or whatever because he broke it or some shit, and that some screws that was in his leg was found in his cabinet, right? Because remember, like, what's they said, fire can't burn it. So and then she gonna show him the note that somebody sent her, which was Mr. Krabs, that Jim Lindsay killed Matt. And honestly, Angela is trying to get a win. She just trying to get a win because she been losing. She can't solve shit. She can't solve a rock under a rock. This is so pointless. At this point, Dexter needs to just call a lawyer because she's just looking real dumb. Like, Mr. Krabs been killing about 50, 80 girls since the fucking 80s and had a whole chamber dedicated to killing the damn girls and killed the podcaster girl that was your good Judy. But you in here talking to Dexter about Matt, who's a little asshole, who sat up there and almost did kill Dexter and he killed the fucking deer. Like, Matt would have been another killer 2.0. But you talking to Dexter, girl, you acting like you're just trying to get a win because you've been losing. Because you's a loser, that bitch. You's a dummy, bitch. How do you not know somebody just put that in his house? Because somebody did set his house on fire, my nigga. Like, what is you doing, bitch? Like, some fucking screws? Are you fucking kidding me? If somebody set my house on fire, you don't know if the real killer put the shit in there and set my house on fire. Like, girl, like, you didn't go through protocols. You being so much of a hothead that you're not even checking the evidence like that. So next thing you know, Dexter is all like, so she broke down what could have happened to Matt. And the way she broke it down, it was true. That is what happened to Matt. I mean, he did get burned up in the fire, but everybody knows that you can't burn titanium. And clearly, you know, we learned a hard fact that you need to study your body parts and screws and shit. But so next thing you know, Dexter kind of uses the passive aggressive energy. He's like, listen, he's trying to frame me, and I know you're under stress since you just found your best friend. And next thing you know, Angela's like, don't you say her name. So she starts screaming. So the black guy runs in there. He said, hey, you need to calm down because how are we going to use this in the court of law? And you nutting up. And it seems very personal, right? So next, you know, she goes out there and she talked to a black cop. And he was like, you know, what Jim is saying could be correct. I mean, it kind of fits the story, right? So next thing you know, she's leaving and she's about to go get Mr. Krabs, but we all know what Mr. Krabs since last episode. So she am talking to Harrison, say that the coach is gonna bring him in there to talk to Dexter in a little while. But I'm like, girl, you so damn late in the bag of chips with this girl. Next thing you know, Harrison talks to Dexter, and Dexter said he gonna get here pretty soon and the world needs him. And let me tell you something, Saturn karma is on Dexter's ass, okay? Saturn is putting him through some obstacles that I don't know if he's gonna make it through or not, because this is just a grand finale for Dexter. So now, and then he got caught in a small, like, that's the thing about karma. You get it when you least expect it. Like a small ass town when you think these people are stupid, but they just slow. So, and then next thing you know, Angela's talking to Aubrey and she tells Aubrey, you know, I just, you know, Jim is just not a safe person to be around. And Aubrey's like, okay, then why was you dating him, sleeping with him, and bringing him in our house? And she said, sometimes you don't know who people really are. And next you know, Harrison came outside. So Ivory's getting ready to run and goes talk to Harrison. And Angela's like, no, you should go home, blah, blah, blah. So she's all like, so you think he's dangerous too? And then Angela's like, no. Like, girl, Angela, you just a hot hit. You're not thinking straight. That's why Mr. Krabs got away, because you just jumped in there with no evidence. Okay, y'all. Saturn is not going down. When karma comes to tag your ass, it comes to tag your ass. That's why you be careful what you do. So Angela was sitting on top of her car, and it is dawned on her about the harbor killer that was in Miami. And remember, she bumped into Angel. So she ended up calling him at home, and he acting like, I hope I didn't give you the wrong impression, I'm a married man. Like, no, you was single because you was trying to hit on her at the damn conference, but whatever. So next, you know, she brings up the whole harbor case and everything, and he was like, yeah, that was gruesome and all this stuff, right? So she asked him, did you believe that one cop that she was working with was actually the killer, or did you have another theory? And he was all like, well, you know, my ex-wife at the time, the chief, she did have another theory, and she did think it was somebody else. And Angela's like, who? And she said, Dexter Morgan. And she's like, what? And he's like, but you know, that couldn't be correct because Dexter's been dead for a long time. So now, you know, Angela sends him a recently updated photo of her and Dexter for, Christmas or something like that. And she sends it to Angela. So he goes on his computer and checks his email, and it's Dexter. And he was all like, what? Dexter's alive? And so next, you know, Angela asks Angel, can you give me the number to the chief's number so I can talk to her about this case? He said, I can't because she's dead. And Angel's like, she's dead. So next, you know, Angel is like, you know what? I'm going to come straight down there by Iron Lake, and I'm going to bring everything I got, all the evidence I got on Dexter. Child, this is going to be a hard one to get out of. It's going to be hard. At this point, Harrison might just be raising himself. Okay, so one of the cops call Angela and the other cop and says that Kirk seems like he just left. All his doors are locked or unlocked or whatever, but all his stuff is empty out. And she said, and another thing on top of that, he has a gas tank outside and it smells like fresh gas, you know, something he used to burn out of the house. So Angela tells him, hey, why don't you stay there and wait till him stay there and wait to. Okay, y'all doing the most with these damn cars. Shit is so fucking loud. So she said, stay there and wait till he comes back. Girl, you so late in the damn sauce. My man is gone. He been burnt up in flames, a billion years. Shit, he was burnt up in flames, 2 days ago? Did he got some titanium in his leg, too? Child, so Angela on her big papa shit. So she bring Dexter in there, and she shows Dexter these photos of the drug dealer that he stabbed in the neck with the needle thing but didn't die because the cops got there in time. And then she showed him another photo of the one guy that had he posted OD, but he had the same chemical in his body as the drug dealer the guy did. And Dex was like, okay, like, why are you showing me this? And next thing you know, she showed him another photo of somebody's in Miami that had the same needle mark in their neck, just like the guys in the Iron Lake. So Dexter's all like, she's like, you know, we can't make the one for Matt might stick on, but we can sure make this one stick on, because you're the harbor killer. And he like, okay. And she was all like, because we're going to make sure you get life in prison, and we're going to send your ass back to Florida. And they had a death penalty, so they wanted to execute your motherfucking ass. So she come in hard on Dexter. And then on top of that, she said, Angel Batista's coming in to talk to your old friend from the Metro Police in Miami. So next you know, Dexter looks up, he tells her, turn the camera off. And she's like, why turn the camera off? Turn the fucking camera off. So next you know, he does the whole Mr. Krabs scenario. He said, he's been killing girls for years, 25 years. The first one was Iris, but he's been killing girls. So now he's going to try to pin it on Mr. Krabs as a harbor killer. And I'm like, this is just getting messy. But I mean, with Mr. Krabs, you actually do have evidence because he saved the bodies downstairs. He saved the bodies. He saved them. Well, he said preserved them, but he saved them and put makeup on them. All I know is if the FBI get down to Iron Lake and they go look at them bodies downstairs underground, because clearly Mr. Krabs is part of the Hobbit franchise, Angela gonna lose her fucking badge. how that many girls are dead under your watch in your town, but you over here questioning him? But how did you solve a murder from a different state, but you can't solve murder in your fucking state? Make it make sense, darling. I'm sorry, but girl, you need to read that book that Harris, that Dexter bought you, because like I said, you can't solve rock on a rock. Now, you did solve Dexter's case, but this is in Florida. But you didn't solve the Iron Lake case. You didn't even solve your friend case. You know who solved her friend being dead? Dexter. Dexter solved it in, what, a month? I'm like, Angela, you just want to win so bad. You just want to be like, I'm winning something. Girl, you're losing. You're losing. Because if the FBI come down there and find nobody's downstairs under the ground, you're going to lose your badge, darling. So, Dexter's, well, the ghost from Christmas past, his sister came back, and she's all like, I told you not to kill. And he was all like, you know, she's all like, Angela's like, she's deep into you. You know, her teeth is deep into you, and she's not letting go. And Dexter's like, well, you let go. He's like, I was your sister. I trusted you. That's why I let it go. And next thing you know, he calls Logan to give him some water. Logan walks in there, and he's all like, you know, I would die to have know what you said to her and the Karen to have Angela run out the building. Baby. Logan put his hand through that little bar thing, get him water, and Dexter pulled his arm to him and started busting his head to the metal bars, flipped his ass around like a WWE SmackDown move, and started headlocking this motherfucker. I'm like, Dexter lost his motherfucking mind. Y'all, why did Dexter kill Logan, dog? Why did Dexter kill Logan in the police station? Now, Dexter, now you think now they really got you as the damn killer now. So, Dexter, oh my God. When chickens come home to roost, it comes home to roost. And when karma comes, it comes. Oh my gosh, this is getting bad. Dexter is going to be a wanted fugitive now. Angela then went down that one place where Kirk was hiding on them dead girls' bodies. And I'm thinking to myself, Angela, this is another thing that you fucked up with. You was not supposed to go down there by yourself. You was supposed to call in backup. I wouldn't be going down in some random chamber because I got intel by another killer. It's just giving me setup energy. She should have called for backup. She's not being smart at all. Angela ended up paging in. Well, she tried to call Logan, and Logan wasn't answering. So she ended up calling the other cop, and she told the other cop pretty much what I said. Get the FBI, the CSI, everybody, the Secret Service, the KBG, whatever, before the media sees this, because she said it's multiple bodies under here. It's more than just one or two. It's about the whole fucking town of little girls. So next thing you know, she asked the cop, have you talked to Logan anytime soon? And he was like, no. So she runs back to the police station, and she sees Logan's body down the ground. And I'm like, damn, Logan deserved that. He really didn't. And he snapped Logan's neck. Like, Dexter, it just... Now he's a fugitive, because he could have went with Mr. Krabs and killed everybody, because they found the evidence. He didn't have to snap Logan's neck. So next you know, he tells Harrison to meet him at the place that the deer was dead at. So they get there. Harrison gets there, and Dexter's all like, get your stuff, get in the car, I'll explain later. And Harrison's like, whose blood is that on your face? And he was all like, I'll explain later. And then Harrison's walking to the car, he turned around, he said, wait a minute, you called me for Logan's phone. You killed Logan? And he was all like, I had no choice. And Harrison's all like, but I thought the purpose of us doing what we're supposed to be doing and killing people is to kill the bad guys, not the good guys, especially Logan. That wouldn't harm a damn fly. So, like I said, this is a hot dog. Next thing you know, so Harrison pretty much reads him the filth. He said, I don't got no dark patches. The only reason why I'm angry is because of you. It's because of things you did. I mean, you left me, you abandoned me, and you was gone for 10 years. You didn't look for me. It's always been about you. And like I said, that's why he angry, because he was just abandoned. So next thing you know, Harrison tells him, maybe you should turn yourself in. And Dexter looked at him like, what? He was like, I can get the death penalty. He said, maybe you deserve it. I mean, Dexter did kill a lot of innocent people too. He had no business killing Logan, for real. So next thing you know, Dexter's like, hey, you can stay. I'm gonna leave. So he getting ready to walk, and next thing you know, he hears the gun that he bought for Harrison. I'm like, oh shit, this is giving me Your Honor cheese, baby. Oh shit, don't tell me you can turn down by the hands of your son, baby. That's Saturn has a way of finalizing something. Well, y'all, that was the ending, y'all. So Angela came and Harrison shot his father, and before he shot his father, Dexter in his head that he never felt love until this moment, until, you know, his son pretty much shot him, because he felt like he was getting released from his demons or some shit. But I tell you one thing, like I said in Ritual Stories, certain folks don't go to prison. They mad at you's death. So yeah, that was it for this. And then Angela came and she pretty much told Harrison, she gave him some money, and she just told him to leave Iron Lake and never come back. And Harrison, like, told her, like, can you tell Aubrey I said bye? She said no, because I didn't see you. So Angela pretty wrote it off that she shot Dexter. It was an officer shoot off, and she shot Dexter. So man, when Saturn come to collect, I mean, it was time for Dexter to kind of go. I mean, he got out of hand, he killed Logan and all this stuff, so... So she ended up giving him Harrison the money, and he left, and the cops was getting ready to come in town, the FBI and the CSI and everybody. And he left Iron Lake, and then when he was driving and stuff, past the school and everything and Aubrey's house, he was they was playing like the letter that Dexter wrote to Hannah a long time ago, and he was just talking about how he wished he would have died in the storm, and he wanted his son to live a normal life, and you know, if his son does have dark tendencies, you know, he wants to be the one to die to release his son, so his son could be free and live, you know, this ordinary life and not have to go through all these loops and obstacles because he's addicted to narcissism and killing. So, yeah, that was it for Dexter. And it's so weird, like, watching this ending because all these shows I grew up with, you know, because I've been watching Dexter as a little girl, you know, a little bit. And to see all these shows growing up with and the ending, and I'm glad they finally end Dexter proper way by letting him pass. But his son's still kind of fucked up. I mean, he just shot his father, and now he's back on the run being an orphan. But I hope he finds something to stabilize him or something. So I think this is like a mini series or something like that. But this is episode what's called The Sins of the Father. So this is just The Sins of the Father. And, you know, Dexter had to go. You know, and I guess Dexter wanted to die by the hands of somebody he cared about, than somebody, then the death penalty, because he looked at the justice system like, y'all don't even get actual killers, the people that actually do it. So, yeah, so that's it for Dexter's New Blood. And I'm satisfied with the ending, you know. But yeah, that's my childhood, y'all. You know, when certain things you go up with start to end, that's when you know you're about to enter in a different life. You're about to really change, and you're going to be a different person than you are today. So yeah, that is it for this review for Dexter's New Blood. I hope y'all enjoy it. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. And yeah, that is it for this review. Bye.